And so I really have to be very, very careful about staying in the Word and keeping my mind clear and alert and out of compulsion and obsession. And like I said before, I certainly had been at that point of obsessing about the food, and I don't want to be there today. I definitely do not want to be there today. And so I keep my food clean, absolutely. And I work with a sponsor to help me do that. And I have a clear food plan. But I also stay in the Word. Like I said, even after 25 years of doing this, I stay in the Word of God. And so this particular verse says that we are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. Yes, there are going to be times when I'm going to have to suffer. But that's a given. It says in 1 Thessalonians 3:4, it says, "For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction." In 1 Peter 4:12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you." And so suffering is just part of walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. The devil would love for me to sit down and shut up, but I'm not crushed. God reminds me that He's training me to be strong because there's so much work to be done. He has given me His Spirit so that I can compete of horses. Like I said this morning, one of my favorite verses is from Jeremiah 12:5, when Jeremiah was getting persecuted left and right by people that God has sent him to. God has sent him to these people. He was doing exactly what God had told him to do, but they had thrown him in a cistern, put him down in the mud, beat him, I mean, did all kinds of things to Jeremiah. And of course, one time he just felt like, you know, this is too much, Lord. And the Lord turned to him and said, "If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? And if you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan?" That's Jeremiah 12:5. And so the truth is that, you know, what I usually have to deal with is luxury problems. When I compare it to what other Christians are suffering, there are people all over the world who are experiencing what I am experiencing and worse. And they are experiencing it, and guess what? They're not eating about it. They're not drinking about it. They're not drugging about it. They're children that are going to bed beaten and whipped. They are Christians who are in jail because of their faith. So I'm not alone. It is a we world. It's not just me. And believe me, God knows what I need. And He equips me to run with horses. So if I'm in a foot race with men and I'm crying the blues, He's telling me to wake up. So I have to keep asking the Lord, fill me up with Your Spirit to overflowing. In my flesh, I'm powerless. But I thank You, Father, because I know that I'm not in my flesh. I have been redeemed. And like I said this morning, and there's a song by Toby Mac. You can YouTube it. It's called "Get Back Up." But it says in the chorus, "We lose our way, we get back up again. It's never too late to get back up again. One day you're going to shine again. You may be knocked down, but not out forever. God died so that we can get back up again. He knows that we will stumble, but He will hold us up. He upholds us with His hand. It says that in Psalm 37:24. And I pray to the Lord. I don't want the greatest thing in my day to be what I'm going to have for dinner. Believe me, there was a time when that was what was true in my life. I want Him to open my eyes to how richly He has gifted me. And I want Him to flood me with compassion to share this gift with others in need. And help me to remember that this is true and eternal pleasure. I get great pleasure of having the privilege to teach His word and to live His word and to stand up unafraid. And so it says here, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. Jesus died to show me how much He loves me. And He paid the price for my sinful nature. And I do not have to be controlled by the voices any longer. I do not have to run to the food whenever the devil suggests that option. And I do not have to hate people who in their flesh have hurt me. I do not have to be obsessed with the pain of people hurting me and keep reliving it again and again. I can give my body and my mind again to the Lord. I can take in His word and it transforms my mind so that I do not have to be conformed to that old life that I used to live. And so it says this, and I'll end this with Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I plead with you, read, study, apply the word, be immersed in the word, and make up your mind, have a no-quit option, that you are going to be clear, clean, and committed with your food each time that you have an opportunity to remember.